Local workers pound cobblestones into place, working overtime to complete a road they've been building since last February. The road, about 15 kilometers long, will connect this small village to the market in a nearby town called Organee. The U.S. military is funding the entire project. Inside the American camp in Organee, officials say basic development projects like this one are not just the best way, but probably the only way to beat the insurgency. Lieutenant Benjamin Bryan says the militants have set up bases across the border in Pakistan. They cross the border at night to stage their attacks and then slip back before sunrise beyond the reach of U.S. forces. He says the Americans' goal has shifted from confronting the enemy to winning over the local communities.
It's not important to change the opinion of militants because militants are militants. But people who occupy the area, if they don't like the militants, they'll keep the militants out themselves.
And so the army here is spending more time building schools than bombing insurgents. In Paktika, the total budget for development projects is around $40 million. American soldiers are working on everything from new roads to solar-powered streetlights. Bryant's commanding officer, Lieutenant Colonel Chris Toner, says the new approach has been an unqualified success.
They can see it, visible and tangible. It makes them feel like they are getting on with progress or getting on with life.
In Organee, local stores claim business is up more than 60%. And according to Toner, that means the insurgency has just lost a key outpost in Paktika.
I don't have any IED strikes on those roads. I don't have any contact with the enemy on those roads. I asked a question to a businessman, how's security? He said, security is good. And he points to the road because the tribes have a vested interest.
He says as long as local communities associate U.S. forces and the U.S.-backed central government in Kabul with progress, they'll have no reason to support the Taliban. But this is the best-case scenario. In other parts of the province, success has been more elusive.
Lock and loaded.
A U.S. patrol in Bermel heads off base after hearing reports that insurgents may be headed their way from across the nearby border with Pakistan. The Taliban, not the U.S. military, has the upper hand in these remote towns. Local residents say the insurgents sweep through after dark and threaten anybody who works with the Americans. 6 months ago, the Taliban beheaded the local police chief. Today, the mayor stays in a fortified compound adjoining the American military base. Out on patrol, First Lieutenant Sean Parnell says that, unfortunately, development projects will have to wait until the situation here stabilizes.
Once security is established, the projects will come. We just want to make a presence here and show the people that care about them.
The delay is causing concern, not just here, but across the country. The U.S.-led coalition ousted the hardline Taliban regime in 2001 after it refused to hand over terrorist leader Osama bin Laden. Almost 5 years later, pro-Taliban militants can still disrupt international efforts to stabilize Afghanistan. Back in Paktika, Colonel Toner says he is desperately trying to attract more Western aid agencies to help rebuild the province's battered infrastructure. So far, however, even the United Nations has refused to work in many parts of Paktika, citing long-standing security concerns. But Colonel Toner says without more international support, security here will only get worse, not better. As a result, he says coalition troops will still patrol the countryside and American soldiers will keep building roads. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Paktika, Afghanistan.